What's up, Mets fans? Welcome to the Whole Lot of Mets podcast. We are less than 12 hours away from Steve Cohen finally owning our New York Mets. Yes, we have to clear this Bill de Blasio BS, but I'm not worried about that. We are less than 12 hours away from Stevie Cohen getting approved by the board of Major League owners. And Steve Cohen, the richest owner in baseball, or soon to be the richest owner in baseball, about to be the owner of our New York Metropolitans. Let's freaking go. Steve Cohen is going to get approved today by the Major League Baseball owners at around 1:30 p.m. today. This is the biggest day probably in franchise history. Yes, you can see the 1986 World Series. Yes, you can see the 69 Mets. But this is the biggest day in Mets history. The day that the Wilpons, the day that we all waited for, finally are gone. Jeff, Fred, the Katz family, they could go cry poor to somebody else. They could go say, oh my God, but Bernie Madoff after so, suck off. Just get out of New York. Here's your money and leave. And that's what's about to happen. And with free agency looking like how it's going to go right now, it looks terrible. Looks terrible for every single team besides our New York Mets. The fact that Brad Hand, who had a 2 ERA last year, is getting paid $10 million. The same contract as Jerry's Familia. Just got waived by the Indians. Brad Hand. Just got waived because of money. $10 million. Not a lot. It's going to be a brutal offseason for free agents. There's going to be a ton of them. A ton. Colton Wong got waived. He's a solid second baseman. I'm not saying that the Mets should go after him, but he is a solid player. Brad Hand got waived. We're going to see a lot more good players get waived only because their teams don't want to play him. The Rockies owner just went out and put out an email to all season ticket holders saying this is going to be an offseason that baseball has never seen. And how lucky are we? How lucky are we that the year that, yes, it sucks, I'm sorry that baseball is losing money, but I'm not sorry because we have Steve Cohen. Teams that don't want to play good, that don't want to pay good players, will pay. I'm not saying that Cohen's going to come in here and just spend $400 million. I'm not stupid. But if Brad Hand is getting waived for $10 million, guys, I'm telling you right now. I'm telling you that this offseason is going to be crazy. Nolan Arenado may be traded. Trevor Story may be traded. Franchise players. Francisco Lindor. Franchise players are going to get traded. I'm so excited that it's scary. Like, I have such hopes for us. Only because of one person. Isn't it crazy about how what an owner change could do to a fan base? Like, we went from being like, oh yeah, there's no way that we could ever get Lindor. There's no way that we could ever get anything. Now, we're talking about Bauer, we're talking about Hendricks, we're talking about Springer, we're talking about JT, we're talking about, Corey Kluber. We're talking about stars. Maybe I shouldn't put Corey Kluber in that category, but still. We went from being basically the New York Jets to the Kansas City Chiefs. That's what's happening. We went from being an organization that ruins franchise quarterbacks to we now have our Patrick Mahomes. We now have our Travis Kelce. We're going to get our Tyreek Hill. Now we build the supporting cast. It's, oh my God, it's, Met fans waited so long for this and I'm so happy. So happy. But one thing I'm super excited about that people, I think, aren't talking about enough are how much that we're going to spend in the international market. I know that Cespedes' cousin or brother or something is a free agent. Sign him for a couple of $1 million, bring him in. Boom. Worst comes to worst, right? If you guys don't like him for some reason, I mean, he is an older prospect already at 23. Trade him. He's a trade piece. And he's going to be a good trade piece. I see no downside in spending money in the international market because these guys are touted free agents. These guys are talented kids. These guys are wanted by other franchises. So you go ahead and you do what the Yankees do. You go, you could go and do what the Cubs do and trade for a Chapman and win a World Series and give up Gleyber Torres, but you have Javier Baez and everybody else because you signed international free agents. International free agency, guys, is such a key. Like, look at the Braves. Acuna, Pache, Ozzy Albies. All of them are international free agents. I'm so excited about that. Like, it doesn't get talked about enough. The fact that the Wilpons can't go out and sign a stud prospect to a couple of $1 million and they'd rather spend $27 million on an old washed-up veteran like Robinson Cano or Jay Bruce makes no sense to me. Wouldn't you want to gamble a couple of $1 million instead of spending $100 million? Like, come on. Like, even let's say you go out and you miss on every single prospect you sign, right? Every single prospect. I think that the cap to spend on international free agency is like $5 million. So worst comes to worst. Every single year you lose $5 million and you strike out on every single prospect. Number one, you got to fire your whole scouting department. Everybody got to go. Everybody. Like, get them all out of there. If you sign 15 guys and not one of them pans out, you all got to go. Every single one of you, gone. Because you guys suck. I'm sorry, but you guys suck if that happens. But the fact that we now have Steve Cohen, and I see this guy on Twitter just bashing Sandy Alderson for some reason, like, oh, 2015 was a fluke, you wanted Carlos Gomez, blah, blah, blah. Hey, maybe it was, maybe it wasn't, right? But you guys have to stop acting like Sandy Alderson is going to go and manage the team. Like he's not dealing with everyday Mets operations. That's not what a president does. You think that the president of the Yankees, what's his name, Randy something, goes and tells Cashman what to do? No. Randy Levine, I think it is. You think that Randy Levine goes ahead and tells Brian Cashman what to do? No, Brian Cashman goes and does what he does. And if he has a question or something, maybe he goes to Levine. I don't know. But Brian Cashman deals with the trades. Brian Cashman deals with the signings. Brian Cashman is the general manager, and that's what's going to happen with the Mets. Whoever they're going to sign, whether it's Billy Owens or somebody else, they're the ones that's going to be making the decisions. So even if you hate Sandy Alderson for some reason, because he's not healthy enough, because he's old, because he's not going to spend money, whatever reason you don't like Sandy Alderson, it's not going to affect us that much. Sandy Alderson, number one, is there to appease other owners. That's number one. All right, so everybody calm down about that. Number two, Sandy Alderson and Steve Cohen have a relationship. Steve Cohen trusts Sandy Alderson. Okay, so what? Once again, right? He's not the general manager. Can everybody stop acting like Sandy Alderson is going to go out and just completely ruin his team because it doesn't fit his vision? Sandy Alderson is not the GM. Yes, he may have a say. If the Mets want to trade Mauricio and Pete Alonso, let's see, right? I'm not saying they should. I'm saying a major blockbuster trade. Yes, Sandy Alderson is going to give his 2 cents. Yes, even Steve Cohen is going to give his 2 cents. But he's not the GM. So everybody calm down on the Sandy Alderson. Hey, I don't get it. But the fact that we're now going to invest in the international free agent market and invest in analytics and invest in the minor league system. Look how many prospects that the Mets have just gave up for absolutely nobody. Billy Hamilton, gave up a top 15 prospect. Keon Broxton gave up like three prospects. Jake Mariznick gave up three prospects. Miguel Castro, we gave up Kevin Smith, who performed great in Double A last year. But we're just trading prospects left and right. And with Sandy Alderson and Uncle Stevie Cohen, that's not going to happen. They're going to value guys. They're not just going to trade prospects because they can. Like, it made no sense. And I'm just so excited for just this new regime to come in because we've earned this. We've been waiting for this. The fact that even Hal Steinbrenner is going out and saying yes to Steve Cohen, and that baseball is welcoming him with open arms, but besides for Jerk Off Jerry, we're good. Who cares? Who cares what Bill de Blasio does, because he is gone next year. If you think that he's going to change the law and run for a third term, yada, 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 who cares? There's not a single person in New York City that likes him. There's not a single person in New York City that's going to vote for him. Him and Jessica Ramos are as good as gone. But I'm going to say one thing, though. Yes, it's going to be a team-friendly free agency market this year. And we're going to hear about it from Trevor Bauer and about how it's not fair, yada, yada, yada. I don't want Steve Cohen to go full ham this offseason. Next offseason, we have Javier Baez, we have Freddie Freeman, Anthony Rizzo, Trevor Story, Nolan Arenado, Francisco Lindor, Max Scherzer, Justin Verlander. It's Noah Syndergaard, Michael Conforto. It's a stacked free agency next year. Stacked. I want the Mets to save some money for next year too. Oh, but money's not new, guys. It's still a business. Just because we have the richest owner, and yes, I'm excited, and yes, I think he's going to spend money, he's not going to go out and just create an all-star team because he can. And I don't want him to. I want to find the Randy Arozarenas. I want to find the Luke Voits. I want to find the Nick Andersons. That's who I want the Mets to find. Yes, I want them to go out and spend money on positions of needs. But yes, I want to find the Gio Urshelas too. I want to have that sense of pride that every time we go and we make a trade and it seems to be a minor trade, and then the guy that we trade for turns out to be a total star. Yeah, I want that. Because that means a lot more than going out and signing a JT Realmuto. Because that shows that a team can identify talent, that a team can get talent, and that shows that a team knows what it's doing. And the Mets haven't done that once. You can say that J.D. Davis, maybe, but J.D. Davis is not a star. And J.D. Davis was once a top five prospect in the Astros system. He was once a highly touted prospect. But that's what I want the Mets to accomplish. I want to trade, let's say, give me a random Met, let's say. I wanted to trade Luis Guillerme, let's say, and get back a Randy Arozarena type of prospect. Or a Luke Voit, or a Gio Urshela. That's what I want the Mets to do. Oh, it's a minor trade that goes under the radar, then boom, they come up and tear it up. That's what I want. The Mets never had that. Even J.D. Davis wasn't that. That wasn't a minor transaction. That was a nice transaction. I want a minor transaction to turn into a big deal. The Mets never, ever, ever had that. And I'm stoked because I think that that's what's coming. And I think that Billy Owens is the perfect GM to do it. Look at what he did with the Oakland A's. Look, I mean, the Oakland A's are known not to spend money. But yet they have Matt Chapman, Matt Olson, Chris Davis. Sean Murphy is a stud at catcher. They're good at identifying young, talented players. And they know when to dump the players too, because they're not going to resign them. Watch Moneyball. They trade and then they recoup. The Mets aren't going to do Moneyball, but they can do a smart version of Moneyball while spending money. And I'm excited for that. But it just doesn't seem real that Steve Cohen is going to get approved tomorrow. And yes, of course, it's not going to go smoothly because de Blasio isn't going to approve. He has to have his 15 minutes of fame. Yada, yada, de Blasio, go suck off. Go, I, I'm not going to rant about de Blasio because he's not worth my time. But I'm just telling you right now, the owners are going to approve him, but de Blasio isn't. He's going to want all the attention to be on me. Look at me. I'm de Blasio. I have all the attention now. Look at baseball. I'm holding up the team sale. Okay, thank you. You're going to get sued. He's going to sue you for everything that you're worth, de Blasio, which is not a lot. He's going to come after you. He's going to make your life a living hell. And if that's what you want, hell, I'm down for some free entertainment because it's getting COVID. It's getting COVID. It's getting lonely during COVID at this point. And I need some good entertainment. All right, Mets fans, thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate y'all. I know it's a short one. Not much to talk about, really. Once Uncle Stevie gets approved, I'll be back. I try to put out a podcast every day. Thank you so much for listening. Please follow, rate, and subscribe. You guys are the best. Peace.